If you use the internet for work, either for an organization or for your own business, it's important that you know the truth about how cybercriminals can target you. Welcome to Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. The following tip comes from an article by Know Before Security Awareness and Training. For more information, check the show notes. If you use the internet for work, it's important that you remain vigilant when it comes to cybersecurity. Too often, our misconceptions of how cybercriminals attack can lower our guards and make it easier for us to fall for threats. I'm going to give you a pop quiz on this, okay? You ready? Which of the following is a myth? A. Only people in high power positions are targets of cybersecurity attacks. B. High-tech hackers pose the highest threat to your organization. C. Cybersecurity is a highly technical process that only your IT department can handle. D. Security awareness only really matters when you're at work. E. Smart devices are rarely targeted by cybercriminals. How'd you do? Did you find the myth? Well, hopefully you did, because this was a trick question. Each of these is a common cybersecurity myth. I'm going to explain a little bit more about the truth behind each one of these misconceptions. Starting with myth one, only people in high-powered positions are targets of cybersecurity attacks. Executives and administrators are prime targets for cybercriminals, but that doesn't mean they're the only targets. Scammers attack every level of an organization, looking for gaps in the security. After all, it only takes one hacked machine to access your entire network. The second myth, high-tech hackers pose the highest threat to your organization. You may imagine a cyber attack as the use of highly sophisticated technology to break down firewalls and decode user passwords. But in truth, it's much more likely that Dave wrote his password on a sticky note and it fell into the wrong hands. Human error is an easy target for cybercriminals, so it's so important that you stay alert. The third one, myth three, cybersecurity is a highly technical process that only your IT department can handle. The security tools that your IT department manages are important, but technology can only do so much. These security measures can't stop an employee from sending sensitive information within an email. Creating a human firewall made up of each and every employee is essential to the security of your organization. And the same rule applies to you even if you work for yourself. Security is everyone's responsibility. The next one, myth four, is security awareness only really matters when you're at work. Your organization's at-work policies and compliance regulations may not be necessary in your home life, but security awareness still matters. Scammers could phish your personal email for bank accounts, login credentials, or even personally identifiable information, which can be used to perform identity theft. And the last one, myth five, is smart devices are rarely targeted by criminals. Nearly everyone has a smartphone, and many people use smart devices throughout their homes. From smart speakers to security cameras to light bulbs, all of these gadgets connect to the internet. As these devices become the norm, cybercriminals happily accommodate. Treat smart devices the same way you would treat any other computer. Always use strong passwords, install antivirus and anti-malware software, and keep these devices up to date with the latest security patches. We hope these myths got you to think a little deeper about the measures you can take to keep your information and your organization's information safer. If you have any other tips or topics you'd like us to cover, let us know at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org. Like and follow our new Making Money Personal Facebook page, and look for Triangle on Instagram and LinkedIn to share your thoughts. Thanks for listening to today's Money Tip Tuesday, and be sure to check out our other tips and episodes on the Making Money Personal podcast. Have a great day.